pasture, run them in the pen, work them on the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddle Brock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
That's what Zeke told you, but hold up, Zeke is also the 2019 World Champion. So think about that. A lot of stuff for you today. Things going on in and around the world, including here in Texas. We got stuff going on. Don't forget, the PBR Global Cup is coming up. With a month or 2 months from now, something like that, February. We'll get into that more, but don't forget to pay attention to the show and all of our social media sites, because tickets, you're going to want them, and we're going to give them to you. But you got to pay attention to get them, because they're going to be on social media. So pay attention to that. If you're not sure where to go, go to pepperstewart.com, look around, and by there you will find stuff to click, because everybody clicks on the internet. Charity.org, the Charity Foundation, they had the big celebrity cutting going on in Fort Worth last week. Of course, if you paid attention to the show, we visited with Lynn Walsh, who heads that up with Beverly Branch, that heads that up. 25 years they've been doing that, and they've had the cutting going for a few years, been doing really well, great turnout, and Taylor Sheridan was there last year as part of the event. He's back again this year. As part of the event for the Charity Foundation, this time he brought some folks with him. So, while I was there, I had the opportunity to catch up with some of those guys and get ready to burn your eyes and tickle your ear holes, because this is going to be interesting. I did talk to Taylor Sheridan, and I'm going to let you hear what he said.
And I've got the man himself, Taylor Sheridan, second year here. So what's it like to be part of this event?
Well, it's a great charity. You know, Lynn and Beverly, who run it, every dollar that they raise goes directly to helping somebody in need. And they've changed lives, and anything that we can do to support it, I want to do.
What's it like to have the number one dominated rural Western TV show in the world?
Everyone says that the Western's dead, but the biggest show on television right now is a Western, and, you know, it's just, it just shows. You know, so we're real happy.
That's Taylor. He was cutting. Taylor was ended up in the cutting. He did pretty good. He did well with his team. They teamed him up. They did them in teams, and so, you know, whoever's on each team, and they took the combined score, and that's how they placed them up, and then they rounded out the top three. So they did well. You know, Taylor and his wife, they were the honorary chairs of the event. They're going to be back next year. So it's going to be a good event to get out there and check it out. Now, Yellowstone's the number one person out there talked about on Yellowstone. We actually got two, but you got one that's more than any of them. And that is Cole Hauser, who plays Rip Wheeler on Yellowstone. Between him and Beth, you know, being talked about as the main folks on Yellowstone, Cole was there, had the opportunity to visit with him. I got a funny story. We're not going to tell that one before the event. It was a good story, though. If you were there, you heard about it. If you're on some other social media sites, you heard about it. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. But Cole Hauser was there. He did not compete. You know, a lot of folks were disappointed that he didn't compete in the event, but he was there. I did catch him, talk to him, and here's what he told me.
We got the man, the myth, the legend, Cole Hauser right here, Rip on Yellowstone, Charity Foundation, celebrity cutting. What's it like being part of Charity? What is it that brought you to be part of the event?
Well, Taylor Sheridan and Nicole Sheridan, and we came down here about 3 months ago, and we supported the stuff in Weatherford, and you know, just to be back here, and these two amazing ladies, you know, they've done an amazing job you know, just with this event, and I just wanted to come down here and support it. I love them.
Now, as far as cutting, what experience do you have as far as horseback? You know, being on TV, being on Yellowstone horseback,
yeah.
But riding horses and cutting, whole different deal. How's that been for you?
I mean, I've learned a lot from Jake Ream, who's out of Utah and Spanish Fork, actually, and he's taught me a lot when it comes to cutting. And it's just, it's one of those things that I just love doing, you know. I've been in different disciplines, whether it's roping or reining and stuff like that, but cutting, to me, is my favorite.
And he told you, cutting is his favorite. He was at a cutting event, though. But, good, you know, it was good to see Cole there. You know, he's been in a lot of movies and a lot of different characters he's played. Now, I don't know if the Western character is his favorite, if that's what he's enjoying playing right now, but he's doing a good job playing Rip on Yellowstone, having a good time with that. And, I mean, everywhere he went, he was bombarded. You know, folks wanted to get their picture with Rip, you know. So, I'm sure he had a great time, as much as the fans did out there checking out the Yellowstone cast. But, of all the folks I talked to out there, and everyone I got to visit with, this, by far, was my favorite. You know, we talked to these guys on camera. We talked to them off camera. We visited with them. The best one that we visited with is Jeffrey White. Jeffrey White was fun to talk to. Talked about a lot of different things. And he had a great time. You know, he plays Jimmy on Yellowstone. You know Jimmy. And he's living in the moment. He's enjoying it. He's having a good time. And I don't know. I'll just show you how much of a good time he had. Also, him and his partner was Jay Novacek. Of course, if you know Dallas Cowboy, Jay Novacek. Him and Jay Novacek were teamed up as partners in the cutting and won the cutting. So check this out. I visited with Jeffrey, talked to him for a minute, and then check out his skills in the cutting pen.
We got the man right here, Jeffrey White, plays Jimmy on Yellowstone.
Yes, sir.
Been there, done that. So what's it like to be on a show like Yellowstone and riding horses and doing cowboy stuff?
It's incredible, man. I feel so, so lucky to get to know the horse world, to get to know the cutting world, to get to know the reining world, to get to know the Carity Foundation. I just feel really blessed.
Now, you know, with your acting stuff, what's it like to go and be on a show that has dominated the rural lifestyle? I mean, you know, everybody's been waiting on a show to come out with the rural world, with cowboys, with Western,
yeah.
And it's come out and it's just dominating. So what's it like being part of that?
It's, I feel, yeah, again, really lucky. I'm from Iowa originally, so it really means a lot to me to get to tell this kind of story and just be a part of it. And it's, yeah, it's a real blast.
And tonight, you're competing in the cutting. So you're going to compete. So, you know, from working on a TV show to come get on a cutting horse going 100 miles an hour, how's that been?
You know, what I'm grateful for is that it seems like expectations are probably low. Jimmy falls off horses a lot, so I feel like if I can just stay on, I'll be exceeding everyone's expectations. So that's my goal tonight.
Man, that was good stuff. That was good stuff. I sure hope that they bring Jimmy, Jeffrey White, bring him back next year, because Yellowstone has already agreed to be part of Carity Foundation's event next year. I hope they bring him back so that he can kind of defend his title, so to speak. So that'd be a good deal for him to come back. Carity Foundation, Carity.org, look it up, be part of it. 100% of what goes in goes to help those folks. So check it out, look it up. Be part of something, you know, whether it's that or something else. You know, do something, do your part as a human being. But great event, a lot of stuff happened. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about cow stuff, lots of it. All right, we are back, and it's time for cow stuff. We're just going to barely step into it, not too deep. No need to roll up your pant legs just yet. Prices are down. They're still down. If you're wondering how down they are, you can do as you always can do, and that's go to PepperStewart.com, click on Livestock Market Reports, and there are reports from all over the U.S. of A. to keep you informed on your local market prices. We got another story. I don't know how many of these we've had this year with these deals. U.S. and Japan, U.S. and China, U.S. and U.S., U.S. and Mexico, U.S. and Canada, U.S. and U.S.com. All this stuff. And it's stuff, so don't step into it. They kicked another one off this week. The U.S. Trade Representative Office announced on Friday that the U.S. and China had reached an agreement on a Phase 1 trade deal that required structural reforms and other changes to China's economic and trade regimen. Affected areas include intellectual property, technology transfer, agriculture, financial services, currency, and foreign exchange. Phase 1 of the agreement includes a commitment by China that will make a substantial purchases of U.S. goods, services in the coming years. I don't know how many times we've been told this from other countries. So will it happen? Will it not? I don't know. This agreement establishes a strong resolution that ensures prompt and effective implementation and enforcement. The U.S. has agreed to modify, Section 301 tariff actions in a significant way. So we're saying modify and significant way. There's no numbers on that yet. So let's see. Let's go downtown here so we can find out that. The first imposed tariffs on imports from China based on the findings in the 301 investigation on China's acts, policies, and practices related to technology transfer, intellectual property, innovation, the United States will be maintaining 25% tariffs on approximately $250 billion of Chinese imports, along with 7.5% tariffs on approximately $120 billion of Chinese imports. That's just more words, numbers. We keep getting those. They keep coming out. Are they going to happen? I don't know. I'm waiting. I'm watching like you. I'm watching the Livestock Market Report here where we are to see where the numbers go. Because right now the numbers are going that way. We want the numbers to go that way. We don't need them to go that way for, you know, too high. We just need them to level out where it's sustainable. Google that word. Send me an essay on what that means. Daily Livestock Report right here. Another report from the CME Group. They put out a huge report on this. I'm not going to bore you with this whole report. I'm just going to give you the cliff notes. Why do they call it Cliff? Google that, let me know. Because a guy named Cliff put the notes on the bottom of the page. Is that what that means? Both U.S. and China officials confirmed on Friday. Of course, we didn't said that. They've been reached, resulting in lower tariffs, some Chinese products, and higher purchases of U.S. agricultural goods. Many of the details regarding this deal are still unknown. That's the key word. Many of the details regarding this deal are still unknown. But one number that has consistently been thrown around was $40 to $50 billion worth of U.S. ag products purchased annually. I said annually. To be clear, we did not see any confirmation from the Chinese side, but on this figure, it would be worth looking at meat products from China and Hong Kong have purchased from the U.S. in the past decade in order to bring some context to the numbers. So, let me reaffirm what I just said here. To be clear, we did not see any confirmation from the Chinese. We did not see any confirmation from the Chinese. So it's just another report coming out to where you'll read the headlines and go, oh, look, beef, China, great deal. But when you dig deep down in there, roll your pants up and step in it, you see where it says there is no confirmation from the Chinese. Let me know when you get a confirmation and we'll discuss it. Market reports, like I said, they're down. Beef's down. If you want to go buy some beef right now, if you want, you know, you got extra hay, leftover hay, you got pasture land that's not burnt, and you want to get a few more cows, go do it. Go do it now. I've been doing that. I've been picking up. I'll let you in on a little secret. I've been picking up pears for about $450 to $500. So think about that. When you're out shopping for Christmas, I wear a size cow pears. One would be perfect. Send it. Drop it off in the pasture. That'd be appreciated. So anyway, cattle news, nothing more to report other than we're just hearing more smoke and mirrors about U.S. and foreign countries, but is it going to happen? I don't know. We don't know. Just show me some detail. Show me something that happened. Quit telling me it's going to happen. Show it to me. Don't tell me how bad it hurts. Just show me the baby. And with that, we're going to come back and talk about rodeo. All right. Welcome back. If you've been under a rock, then you have no idea what I'm about to tell you. But if you paid any attention to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, then you already know what I'm going to tell you. So you can get up and go to the bathroom. Bathroom break time now if you watched it. If you didn't, then I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. All right. Wrapped up. National Finals, Vegas, done deal. Here are a few highlights that you need to know or you already know. Sage Kimsey, still the king of bull riding. Sage got it done. He has tied Jim Shoulder's record for consecutive bull riding world championships with six. So he pulled off his sixth in a row. Now, Jim Shoulder's won seven total, but only six in a row. So that's a record he's working on. But the other record he'd really like to get is Don Gay's record of eight world titles. So they asked. You know, Sage was asked, all right, so what do you think about that? And he said, it's hard to put into words. It's something that takes a long time for me to realize what it means. I'm just riding bulls, having fun. I feel good about possibly passing Donnie Gay's record. It's a tall mountain to climb. I knew that when I set out to do it, but I'm one step closer. So he is. He's getting up there. Getting up there. Another record-breaking event that happened was Stetson Wright. He kicked the timed event guys out of the all-around. Stetson Wright won the all-around title, which has not been won by a non-timed event guy since 1998. And who was that? King of the Cowboys, Ty Murray. So, the all-around title is back in the rough stock end of the arena. How long will it stay? Can it be kept there? Only time will tell. Yet another rookie did good. Young fella by the name of Haven Meg was your tie-down world champion. This kid's only 21 years of age. Barely beat out Shane Hanchy by only about $1,100 to beat him out to become the world champion. So think about that. You may have heard me mention in the open about Zeke Thurston. He has taken his second gold buckle. This is his second gold buckle in 4 years. So he is getting it done. Clay Smith won his second consecutive gold buckle in team roving. He's won back-to-back buckles, timed event side. Haley Kinzel, once again, you sent me this. It says Haley Kinzel, but is it Haley Lockwood? Because she got married to Jess Lockwood. So he won the PBR World Championship. She won her second barrel racing. So PRCA, I just butchered that for you guys. So think about that next year when the NFR comes around and you send that stuff. All right, let's go to PBR. Speaking of Jess Lockwood, let's talk PBR. PBR in Canada, the Monsters Energy Tour, is going to make its first ever stop. First one ever. And I got to make sure I say this with an R. Regina, Saskatchewan, or the Regina? I don't know. I'm not Canadian. But the tickets for the Regina or Regina, I don't know. You tell me, Canadians. But the Regina Classic goes on sale, and it's going to be March 14th in Saskatchewan. So let's just say Saskatchewan, which I don't even know what that means because I don't know how Canada split up. Is it states? Is it countries? Is it cities? Is it counties? I don't know. I just know it's in Saskatchewan, Regina, Saskatchewan. I don't know what that means. But I'm sure I'm sure if you Google it, it will tell you because I don't know. There's some interesting information here, but that's Canadian. I'm not. We did tell you about Global Cup. PBR Global Cup is coming back again to North Texas, right down the street from us up here. February the 15th and 16th. You're going to want to be there, and you're going to want to win tickets from us to go watch it. It's going down. If you don't want to win tickets from us, you want to go buy your own, that's fine. You can do that. Just go to attstadium.com or to seatgeek.com. Look for the PBR Global Cup, and you can buy tickets yourself. You can get the general tickets at $10. You can get a $10 ticket, so it's not like it's ridiculous to go watch it. $10, you can get in. And if you know about Jerry World and that gigantic screen, Everybody's looking at the screen anyway, no matter where you are. And I'll tell you, that is a fact. It does not matter where you're at in that arena. You are not looking at the arena. You're looking at the screen. Because I can tell many times, I'm standing down there in on the dirt, up against the fence, and I'm looking up. I don't know why. It's just stick your head up there. Plus replays, but I mean, you're sticking your head up there watching. So anyway, not a bad seat in the house. You can get that for $10. $10 get you in to AT&T Stadium. If you want to throw down some big dollar bills, you can join the elite seats for $500 and get in there. Or you can get reserve seating. Reserve seating is anywhere from $20 to $152. So anywhere from $10 to $152. You got different brackets. You got a $10 ticket, a $20, $42, $62, $82, $102, and a $152 ticket. So get out there. Check it out. PBR is not a rodeo. It is a bull riding. Nonstop action. Don't miss it. Get out there and go watch it. Because you don't want to miss that, all right? I'm telling you, don't. Horse racing people. Do you watch horse racing? Have you been to the horse races? Do you watch it on TV? Do you know what the Pegasus is? I found out what the Pegasus World Cup was today. Pegasus World Cup Championship Invitational Series. The Stronach, S-T-R-O-N-A-C-H, Stronach Group. The owners of the Pegasus World Cup Championship Invitational Series, say that fast five times, they announced this weekend a new era for the event that takes place January 25th at Gulfstream Park. The owners of horses age four and up from North America and beyond will be invited to participate in this series, which aims to attract the world's best horses and riders. All entry fees for the 2020 Pegasus World Cup Invitational and Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational will be waived. What? No fees. Enter your race. If you got a racehorse that runs on dirt, you got a racehorse that runs on turf, and he's over 4 years old, you can enter for free. Think about that. This is a change, of course, from previous years, which the slots were purchased by the owners for their horses. Not anymore. Under a new... Think about what I'm about to say now. Pay real close attention. Under a new medication-free format, the Pegasus World Cup Invitational, the G1, will be run on the dirt at 1 1/8 mile and will offer a $3 million total purse with 2% of the purse donated to the Thoroughbred Aftercare. Now, the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational, the G1, so I guess they got the G units going here, will be run at 1 3/16 mile and will offer a $1 million purse with 2% of that also being donated to the Thoroughbred Aftercare. The $4 million total purse contribution is entirely provided by the Stronach Group. So what the plan of the Stronach Group is this. They're investing, their idea is to invest in the future of the sport by creating new opportunities for horsemen and horses to run without medication. So think about that. There's that word again, medication. The chairman said, the Pegasus Group World Invitational has always been about innovation. The new and exciting medication-free format, along with giving back to horse care, showcases the leadership in our industry and taking together beyond past achievements and create more modern, sustainable, and safer sport. All right, so they talked to Craig Fravel. He's the CEO of racing for the Stronach Group. He said this: the Pegasus World Championship Invitational Series is evolving towards a single goal, to provide a level of safety deserving of every horse and every rider, reflecting the new standard of care on race day and beyond, while providing a lucrative opportunity for the horse owners. So, you're wondering, what are they talking about and why they keep saying a medication-free race? In addition to the stringent out-of-competition testing and enhanced medication protocols, including a 14-day stand-down on intra-articular injections and a 48-hour stand-down on non-steroid anti-inflammation injections, the complete transparency of veterinary records for the 14-day period leading up to the Pegasus World Cup Championship Invitational Series. That's a lot of words. The races will be acquired for all horses. Running of the Pegasus World Cup Invitational and the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational medication-free. It's the stepping stone of what will be eventually phased out of the use of race day medications for all grade stakes by 2021 and puts this event squarely in the line with changing culture in our sport. The Pegasus, here we go again, World Cup Championship Invitational Series will be broadcast live on NBC 4:30 to 6 p.m. extraterrestrial time. ET. Google that. Okay, all I'm taking for this, I don't pay much attention to horse racing world other than watching the races, betting on the horses, stuff like that. I had no idea that there was a movement to make medication-free races. I don't know what that means. I'm not as informed as you. So if you know what that means in more detail, shoot it over to me and inform me because I'm just as intrigued as you are. New Year's Eve. Think about this. New Year's Eve, a lot of stuff's going on. There's a lot of events coming up. If you want to go do something or go watch something, you got two events out in East Texas. They're only about 20 miles apart, so you can decide where you want to go. But the Top Rail Cowboy Church has a big New Year's Eve event going on with cowboy protection matches at Top Rail Cowboy Church in Greenville, Texas. Or you can make your way out to White Rite, Texas. That's where I'll be for the New Year's Eve event. At Kings Trails Cowboy Church, I'll be announcing the bull riding over there. They've got about $3,000 added money with 100% payback. So, depending on where you want to be, what you want to do, you've got your options out there if you're a bull rider. So, go get that money. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go get some odd news for you guys because you're going to really enjoy this. I got a really good one for you. So, what I'm going to do, take a break, enjoy these sponsored photographs, and I'll return. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. Be sure and check those folks out. They've got good stuff for you. But I've got a deal. Have I got the deal for you? It's actually the deal for me. I think I'm going to try this because I haven't been to Scotland yet. I've been wanting to go. Well, Scotland's on our list. You know, we hit England a few times. We hit Ireland last year. Scotland's on the list. We want to get over there and check some stuff out. And I think I may have found my way over there. So here's what's going on. There's a great deal. A lot of times these companies put these stupid stories out, and I don't always give you all the details for a reason. But this time, this is the actual legitimate, decent-sounding deal, so I will give you all of the details. Here's what's going on. There is a coffee company. You like coffee? It's good for you. They are offering $5,000. That's $5,000. And a free trip for an unusual 1 week. $5,000, 1 week. No, this is not a video on one of those sites. $5,000 for 1 week. Dream job, serving as the coffee queen. You get to be the coffee queen. The coffee queen will spend 1 week living in Scotland's Carlawar Castle with a full complement of servants, including a chef and a butler. This company is going to give the winning applicant free travel to and from Scotland. You get $5,000 for that week, plus, check this out, plus, hold up, $2,000 spending money for that week. So not only do you get $5,000 to be over there for a week, you get another $2,000. So you're talking about spending $5,000 in Scotland while you're there. I guess you could ask for cash up front. I don't know. We'll find that out. The coffee company believes a queen is anyone who transforms into the most confident version of themselves after that first cup of coffee. You speak your mind, you're self-aware, and you're not afraid to make fun of yourself. Well, that happens all the time in here. If you're interested, you are being asked to submit a 250-character mini essay on why you would be ideal for the position. An essay? Do I want to write an essay? Do I? I don't know. But I do write articles every month in North Texas Farm Ranch Magazine. Google that and read some about that. But, yeah, check it out. Let me show you a little bit about what this coffee company is about, what they're throwing down. Take a peek at this and see if you want to write 250 words.
If you must have coffee to turn into your full queen self, we're talking to you. Ladies, gents, decaf drinkers, Javalia wants to send you to a literal castle to live like a queen. So if you like being waited on,
Your Chevalier Mocha Frappe, my queen.
Feasting on fancy foods you can't pronounce.
Croquembouche?
Enjoy getting pampered. And want the full royal treatment as Javalia's official queen?
Who doesn't like that?
Apply for a chance to win the keys to this castle at JavaliaCoffeeQueen.com.
All right. You got all that? Go do it. I could be a queen. I've seen RuPaul's Drag Race. I know how that works. I could be a queen. I could go over there and be the queen for a week. I mean, I've seen that. I've seen that show. I see how they do it. This is duct tape. All right. Do you have a horse? Does it have power? Does your horse? How much power does your horse have? Think about that. Firefighters in Washington State said a horse named, Touch of Generator lived up to his name when he became entangled in an active power line. Graham Fire and Rescue said that a transformer blew on the horse owner's property and Touch of Generator ended up entangled in an active power line that fell. The energy company cut the power to the line. Firefighters extinguished the fire. The transformer, they cut the horse free. And the horse was not moving when they arrived. Possibly he was in shock. He was checked out by the veterinary services and found to only be suffering from minor muscular strain. But he did survive. He made it out and lived up to his name of Touch of Generator. I bet he doesn't want to do that again. Not at all. But what you want to do, I got one more good one for you. Christmas time's coming up. A lot of you folks are watching this before Christmas. Some of you watching after. If you watched it after Christmas, that's your fault. New Jersey. A lot of folks don't think about animals and livestock in New Jersey. But check this out. New Jersey, a dairy farm. They have dairies in New Jersey, apparently. This dairy farm cow is going viral after they got into the holiday spirit by donning festive Christmas sweaters. You're thinking, what? A cow? Are you talking about a cow? Yes. Becky. She said, oh my God, Becky, look at this cow. All right, Becky is in Lodge Farms in St. Xavier, teamed with tourism organization Visit Jersey to outfit five. We're going five again. Still got five. Five of her cows in the finest festive wear. The cows, of course, they have names. Why would they not? If they got sweaters, they're going to have names. The cows' names are Carol, Holly, Mary, Noel, and Mariah Derry. Get that? Mariah Derry. Does she sing about Christmas? They were outfitted with custom-made festive sweaters. Took a while for the cows to coordinate the right look, but they landed on it. Looks good. They threw it out. Waiting on Santa to come to town. If you think I'm full of it, then feast your eyes on this. Oh, you can't get more festive than that. All you got to do is hook them up to the sleigh, pull it on in, because if you had those cows hooked to the sleigh, bringing in the presents, not only would they be bringing the presents, if you didn't leave enough milk out for Santa, cows got milk. They got milk. And it's real milk. It's not almond juice, guys. Quit saying almond milk because it's juice. It's not almond. You didn't milk the almond. You squeezed it and got juice just like you did from an apple or an orange. Think about that. Just take 2 seconds. Think about that. But before I get out of here, I've got stuff to do. You got stuff to do, but I'm going to tell you this. Coming up, 2020 is around the corner. 2020 is coming up. We've got a lot of guests lined up for you guys that we're going to have. We've got some more folks that are on the books to come in. We've got some folks coming in. We've got some folks on the line. Some good guests from all areas of the world. Around the globe, in North Texas and beyond, talking about all aspects of everything, kind of throwing back to the old days when we brought in people from everywhere. So we're kind of doing that again in 2020. It's going to be interesting. Stay tuned. Keep yourself on the pages, on the links, on the apps. If you're watching on Farm Ranch TV's app, stay on there. If you're watching on Daily Motion, stay on there. If you're watching on the interweb net, just click it. If it has a subscribe thing, do it. If it doesn't, then just remember to watch it anyway. So other than that, I got to get out of here. You got stuff to do. I got stuff to do. While you're bored, nothing else to do. Go to pepperstewart.com. Go to pepperstewart.com and find that person that you hate and order them a t-shirt and send it to them. Make them real angry. Do that at pepperstewart.com. Till then, I will see you on the next one.